Well, obviously, today is the annual report of the Common Foreign Security Policy, which is an annual report that goes to the European Parliament. And it comes on the decision of the Oireachtas last week to support Ireland's membership of PESCO, which is this permanent structure around security that we're now putting in place. I think it is a very good thing that Ireland has joined. A big majority in the Dáil agree to that. It doesn't affect our neutral position. We're still a non-aligned country in terms of military alliances. There's no automaticity when it comes to the question of mutual defence. There is no European army. We'll opt in and opt out to things we consistently have done in the past. But it does allow our army and our defence forces to get the very best and latest of research, and also to get savings on procurement by building capacity. And that's important, especially where we put troops into the field, as we have in Mali right now, as we have in the Mediterranean, as we have in Bosnia right now. They're all under the EU banner. So we have this kind of view in Ireland that if it's UN, it's good, and if it's EU, it's bad, because some of those countries are NATO countries. But of course, the truth is, into the future, the Secretary General of the United Nations has repeatedly called for the European Union to do more in its own neighbourhood. So I'm in favour of PESCO. I think it is right that the Irish Army would learn from, gain capacity building from the European Union, and that we would continue to be an outward-looking country, prepared to do the things that have already been set up in the Amsterdam Treaty on the St. Petersburg tasks and humanitarian relief, peacekeeping and the like, things that we're very proud to do. So I think those are the things we need to highlight. And I think by joining PESCO, we're sending a strong signal as a neutral country, with other neutral countries who've joined, that this is the right course of action to follow.